See, God had given you what you need to become strong. And when you get attacked in an area of your life, maybe your physical body, maybe a situation, your mind, maybe a problem with family, you go to the Word and build yourself up, and you don't leave it alone until you get yourself in a place and you develop your faith in that area. You may have strong faith here and no, and a little or no faith over here. And you know that? Don't sit there and keep watching that lock. Put him off for a while. Because you know he didn't give you what you need while you're watching. Put him off for a while, and I'm going to separate myself, and I'm going to get in this till I build myself up so I can walk in this. So don't go around and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what to do. Obey God. That's a cop-out. I don't know what I'm going to do. Don't shout me down when I get to preaching good. The mystery of Christ in us, in all of his riches and glory and power, the mystery of Christ in us, in all of his riches and glory and power and authority. I want to look at this wealth, this treasure. Think about it. In all of his what? Glory, power, and authority. In Job 11:7, and I'm have to, anyway. Job 11:7, I'm in King James, New King James with this one. Job 11:7. Can a man search out the deep things of God? Can a man, asking the question, can a person search out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? No, because he don't have any limit. How you going to find the limit when he doesn't have any? God was working on something when Job spoke these words. And we are in that revelation truth that has been revealed that we can know the deep things of God. Hello? So, Paul wrote about it, and I'm going to have to close on this one. Paul wrote about it, 1 Corinthians 2:6 through 8. Howbeit, brethren, howbeit we speak the wisdom of God among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world, which come to naught. See, he's revealing to us. We don't talk about this world because he's come to nothing. What Satan has done, all that he is, has come to nothing. When it comes to you, it's nothing. And all this stuff that he's been, all this fuss and stuff he's been keeping up, it's going to wind up nothing. Put in hell, put away from you, never touch you again. You've been defeated. I mean, he's been defeated in this world while you live, but he's stirring up some stuff, and God want to teach you and show you how to live victorious over the test, over the trial, over the opposition, because when the time come, he'll be removed from this earth realm. And not only that, I told you before, when he cleaned this stuff up and get it out of here, John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Didn't he say it? So all this corruption going to be moved. And so he said, "We which come to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery." That is. Ooh, this secret. You got something in you? Ain't nothing, there isn't anything big enough in that world of darkness to sink you. There's no whale made big enough to swallow you. You understand what I'm saying? But if we don't know this and don't learn this and walk in it, the devil will work habits on you. But when you know you can't be swallowed, you know you can't be defeated, you know that you, the greater one is in you, and he come against you, you stand your ground. And you don't retreat, you move forward. How do you move forward? Because I've been in the presence of God. I've learned the deep things of God. I don't think I know them. I know that I know them, and I am doing them. Don't talk about I'm going to do. I am doing. Get the difference? Are you getting the difference?